Dice, dear Virgil, during formal sitting, this nature sees impermanence much easier than during daily activity, which is definitely true, because formal sitting is easier. And it's an example during formal sitting when leg pain. The problem is the word pain, she labored without knowing it. This nature observed the rising of the pain and how it subsides with small vibration running through the toe. So here I would like to explain to the sister. You see, when you label it as pain, it means what? It's an unpleasant feeling. And you are so conditioned because you don't like that sensation. Then you label it as pain because it disturbs you and it causes you unpleasant sensation or feeling. So this immediately creates the first two mental hindrances. Sensual desire is the positive craving. Ill will, which is the second one, is what you are creating. The moment you labor, you create mental hindrance. Then how can you meditate? Do you know what is mental hindrance? Mental hindrance are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. That's why you lose your ability to meditate. You are already not meditating because you labor. You verbalize, you create mental hindrance without the awareness, without you knowing it, it is a mental hindrance. So meditation is not what you think. Not using thought. You have to understand it within the sati or mindfulness that you have developed. Then I read on her. She continued by saying, another example of impermanence observed during formal sitting is this nature sees vibration circulating around the head area, near eye level. Another example of impermanence being the non-stop blinking of the eye with indescribable strong bright light shining through my eyes. Another time is the mind, which is extremely bright light, difficult to quantify the brightness, as it's never seen in daily life, and without thought, again, see, conditioned thinking, I say without thought, but if you are without thought, all this word will not appear. But all this impermanent, please, as cultivator, you don't see impermanent in this way. This is not the way to see impermanent. This is rationalizing to knowledge. The real impermanent that you see is the direct seeing. The moment of its arising, sustaining, and passing away of that phenomenon without words, then it will understand what impermanence is. Everything is of the nature to arise and to pass away, dependent on condition. It will awaken, the silent mind will realize, not through this type of thought-based, knowledge-based rationalization, you cannot do it. That's why after that, she continued, I read some of them. Okay, But all these impermanent phenomena arising and cease to be during the formal sitting. Then after that, I replied to her. I said, what you are describing is thought or knowledge base. You are not mindfully meditating with the silent mind. Otherwise, the word pain doesn't arise. Remember, be mindful, bracket, silent, to observe without thought. And don't try to know. Don't labor. The silent mind will awaken and understand. Otherwise, you will not progress further because you are stuck to thought-based meditation. Not only her. I realize a lot of people are like that, especially those who are new. Because they learn the traditional thought-based meditation. They meditate with what? With the thought. Who is the meditator? The thought is the meditator. And what did the thought do? The thought labor, the thought known, the thought verbalize, the thought look for Dhamma. There is something inside there. Just like Krishnamurti always say, wherever there is a meditator, there is no meditation. Who meditate? Nobody meditate. The awareness just aware. There is no one behind. I already explained that pure mind, the true mind, the awareness nature is not a being, it's not a person, it's not a personality. Well, there is no word, no thought, nothing. Just like no one inside there, it's just an awareness that is aware. And the awareness is capable of awakening to the direct seeing, to see things as they are, to realize the truth, to develop the clear understanding of the phenomenal world of condition arising, causal phenomena. So all these are very important understanding. So this part, after I describe, hopefully she can understand. But it seems initially she replied very fast. She replied to me again after 1 hour already. Oh no, after 3 hours. He said, Bratio, I should not have used the word pain as it is a conventional trope used to describe reaction of the mind towards strong sensation experienced by the body. The reality is there. Sorry, the reality is there is always wind movement flowing in the body, and due to certain condition, it gets obstructed, and that's when the strong sensation arises. When there is a tea with the pure mind observing the obstruction, it unfolds itself gradually, and the wind movements flow naturally on its own. Then the strong sensation ceases to be without doing anything, but through just observing with the tea through the pure mind. So this part of the description is not so bad. But what I want to caution her is the eagerness of the thought, the mundane mind to know. That's why she always want to know that she has progressed, and she want to share and get confirmation from me. If you do that, you will not progress. The thought which is eager to know is a craving, is ego. Be patient, don't try to know. When the stability of daily mindfulness arises, all these things will be understood. And when it arises, it's a completely different experience, different understanding. You will describe to me differently. Then I replied to her, I said, don't try to know or rationalize the understanding, because all this are knowledge from the thought. Just cultivate until daily mindfulness is very stable. Then the silent mind will awaken or understand without words or knowledge. That understanding is very different. Be patient. Then she replied, said, thank you so much for your guidance. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.